Our paper describes a course in e-pedagogy for teachers in higher education, how it was planned, development of the curriculum plan, the outline of the course structure, and the learning material. The EPED course was developed as a result of a need. After starting international e-learning courses for social work students, we needed to increase the number of teachers. With support from Norway Opening Universities and Bergen University College, it became possible to develop the program. The course is available with a Creative Commons license to be used for self-study or by universities that want to use the material. In our paper, we present the underlying didactical choices and how the material can be used. Two classes are taken the course arranged by Bergen University College. Both groups had one campus week in the beginning of the course, and the rest of the time the students were supervised on the internet. The course has a student-centered approach and case-based learning. Following the principles of situated learning, all the tasks and assignments are rooted in the student's own practice. The course is structured with a step-based approach, following Gilly Salmon's model. Another central model is Garrison and Anderson's models of community of inquiry. The social presence, cognitive presence, and teaching presence are all important for the student's learning process. The model of didactic relations, the Norwegian Diamond, is also presented. All six elements, aims, content, methods, external conditions, participants' knowledge, and assessment are important when the students plan a teaching session or a longer course. The students are also told to reflect upon their wanted learning outcomes, and they are made aware of different taxonomies, like Bloom's taxonomy of knowledge. Virtual teachers should know how to enhance e-learning. They must know which tools are best for the wanted learning activities, and they must be able to let the students accomplish the desired learning outcomes. An online teacher must know how to promote productive learning by using information and communication technology to present and work with the learning material in different ways. One of the interesting things with the course is the focus on hands-on training. During the course, students develop material for an e-learning course on a team they are familiar with. This is a part of their final assignment. This way, we also develop a portfolio of courses that can be offered students that participate in the virtual classroom for social work in Europe.